We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, this is your host Michael Russo, aka M. Rudo. This is episode number 31 of the Motivation Movement podcast titled Professionally Persistent, PITA. You may be thinking, what in the hell does pita bread have to do with any of this? But pita, PITA, is also code for pain in the ass. So whether you're closing a big sale, trying to land a new job, or have your song featured on a Spotify playlist, whatever the hustle is, you need to be extremely persistent in the pursuit of your goals. In my role as Chief Growth Officer at Wild Bill's, an event-based beverage company, I'd constantly be networking with promoters at Comic-Cons, state fairs, anime expos, music concerts, sporting events, etc. If I didn't hear back after a few attempts at outreach, found a dead end maybe, I'd literally leave voicemails. I'd call up, "Howdy there, Michael Russo here, Chief Pain in the Ass Officer at Wild Bill's. I don't mean to be a pest, but it's kind of my job, and I'm sure you can understand. I look forward to hearing back from you soon." Click. If they didn't answer that one, I'd send an email asking if I should send a search party because I was so concerned that I hadn't heard from them in so long. Usually I'd get an LOL response after that note, after basically the 10th follow-up attempt. But then we'd arrive at either a hard no or make good progress on the deal. Both are positive results though. You have to weed through the no's to get to a yes. The art of the follow-up, better yet, the art of the follow-through, is an art form worth studying. Today's quote is from Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president of the United States of America, who was known for being a man of decisive action. The quote goes like this: "Nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race." So essentially, talent, genius, education, as attributes of the whole person, are very advantageous, but without that relentless, persistent drive, you'll only get so far. When everything around you indicates failure and the end of the road, do you continue to press on without losing enthusiasm, or do you just give up? Refusing to give up in the face of adversity, as cliche as it may sound, is the definition of persistence in my book. Becoming a pro at being persistent is becoming a pro at executing on your goals. Test your dedication, test your commitment to being persistent, with small or large goals, simple or complex processes. In some instances, persistence is just repetition, like learning to ride a bike. You just do it over and over again until you succeed. In other cases, persistence requires intense training and close monitoring of results, like for athletes or training for competitive sports. You need to understand where you are at to have a clear baseline to compare to, so the product of your persistence can be properly measured over time. Being persistent isn't just about constantly and strategically working on your project, working on your craft. It's also super important to be persistent in your thinking, in your vision, in your mind state. Vision, action, results, in that exact order. Motivation comes and goes really quickly sometimes. When you lose that sense of drive mentally, that's when you need to push through and stick to the plan. Don't take your eyes off of the prize. Remember the mission. Working through the highs and lows is what persistence is all about. You have to make the decision to persist. My final thought for the day, you need to tackle your goals in time blocks, in bits and pieces, but attack them consistently and persistently. Leverage inspiration when it strikes. Get in that groove of understanding when, where, and how you are most efficient, where you work best, and double down on that process, and then be consistent with it. Keep score. Be meticulous with tracking your progress. Journal it, record your notes as an audio file, or use an online platform like Goalscape or LifeTick. Finally, don't wait until you achieve your end goal to reward yourself. Take the time to enjoy the process. The micro tasks within the bigger picture, those small wins, are very important as well. Do not forget to take care of yourself. Be persistent about your health and wellness, as persistent you are towards your dreams and ambitions. That is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag the motivation movement on social media. Tag at Mrudo, and don't forget to visit my new website, mrudo.com. I want to hear your raw, uncut, and unfiltered feedback. Do not hold back. I'm not sensitive. I can take it, and I appreciate the constructive criticism. If you come across a great quote you'd like to hear me talk about, share it. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. Thanks for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.